Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Robert Gray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. Welcome back. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer. Peter is the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, also Warp Speed Growth. Those are two of my favorite of his many books. And one of the things Peter, welcome back. Thanks again for staying with us.
Thank you.
One of the things you want to talk about is something that I think most of us, have not thought about, and that is the fact that we all give warranties, but we don't all charge for them. Now, explain what you mean by that.
Well, let me take one step ahead of that in a different direction. You may remember that people like Best Buy make more money off warranty than they do off product. So their warranty is a tremendous profit center. They've simply made the decision to do something that you and I do without charging for. And what I mean to say is this. If you have a customer, and that's true for, I think, all of our listeners, if you have a customer who says, you know, it just didn't work right, it was wrong, and it needs to be repaired, will you stop and repair it? The answer for all of us is yes. We take care of our customers. They're the ones who can stand it.
That's what we call excellent customer service.
It's what we call the standard that we all live to, because it's who we are. Now, if we're willing to say, we'll fix what's broken, we'll fix something we did wrong, then we're offering a warranty. We just haven't told anybody about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not arguing that we should change what we do in terms of offering a warranty, but I am going to argue that we should charge for it.
You're not suggesting we should charge charge customers to do what they should have gotten for the price that they paid. You don't mean that.
We should always charge for the value, but not extra for the. If we make a mistake, we shouldn't charge them extra because we made a mistake.
Or something breaks when it shouldn't have, then we're not talking. You're not talking about that, but you're talking about normal wear and tear.
I'm talking about making sure that what you and I sell meets the requirements, the standards that we would normally apply to that.
Right.
And that's simply delivering what we committed to deliver.
All right. So, give us a specific example of how this would work.
Sure. Your customers, by consulting from you, as they do for me, to start with, if a customer comes back and says, you know, Peter, it was good, but you missed on this topic over here, and I want it better. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fix that. And you're going to fix it, too. If I'm selling tires, and a customer comes back and says, you know, the tire just, it didn't do what we thought it would do. It didn't meet the specifications that we set out. Now, I'm not saying the tire has to be perfect, but it has to meet specifications we set out. If we're unwilling to live to our specifications, then we don't stay in business. But we are willing to. Mm-hmm. So the first step is that we're automatically going to live up to our specifications that we set when we went into business.
And that the customer pays for.
That's part of the deal.
Yeah.
Now the question is, will the customer pay extra knowing when they walk in the door that they can make a request of you that's reasonable?
Now, see, this sounds like what I've been talking about in the area of peace of mind. So you're calling it warranty, and the term I've used is peace of mind. For example, using that same tire example, is, you know, how does a guy sell tires in a town where Walmart can sell them cheaper than he can buy them for? So the way he does that, or she, whoever is running the tire company, is they give their customers peace of mind, meaning they don't just sell them tires. They remind them when their tires need to be rotated. They remind them when their tires may be wearing out, and they go get them and bring them back, and they charge them for all that. And you could call it warranty, but it's also it's also peace of mind, isn't it?
Definitely, you are wise and brilliant beyond your years, even, when you say these things. But the point is right. You're absolutely right. We are giving people services, and we're asking them sometimes to pay more, and sometimes we don't ask them to pay more, and they would.
Right.
So my second point is this. Every time we've studied this, we've actually done surveys. We've discovered that people will pay significantly more if they know they have a satisfaction guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at L.L. Bean. They're staying in business quite nicely because of that, even though they are not
right.
the cheapest product.
But here's something I want to point out, though. When you say that, you're not saying that you charge a second fee. You're saying that built into your price is the presumption and is the guarantee, the warranty that you have satisfaction.
I don't charge a separate dollar fee for warranty.
Right, right.
But if I'm going to charge a higher fee than the next guy, I'm going to say, oh, by the way, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Is that
there you go. And see, this is how you avoid getting into the price war with the big boxes. And this is very important that you pay attention to folks to what Peter's saying, because this is how you justify the higher price. You do things that Walmart or the big boxes won't do.
Or they might do it, but they don't tell people they do it.
Right.
Right? And so if you simply tell people what you're doing, you can command a higher price just for telling them what you're already doing.
Right.
And that's my third
right.
point.
Yeah,
we're
no question about
it. Anyhow.
Hold on to that thought, Peter. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back to talk some more about this, folks. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen, because you've got to start maximizing. You've got to start finding a way to gain some pricing power, because inflation is here and it's coming. I warned you about this in the first of the year. And your cost of goods are going up, and you're not always able to raise your prices. And so the way Peter's talking about, what the things that Peter is talking about, that's how you do it. That's how you raise your prices and create more profits. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.